Brett looked completely exhausted as he fell through the front door, his arms full of overflowing manila folders. Every day it was the same story. He left home before the sun rose and returned after the dark only to continue his work after a quick dinner and a couple of words with his long-suffering wife. She noticed how thin he looked in a crumpled gray suit he wore to work each day. The tall man stopped as if he was carrying a huge weight on his back. In truth, he was burdened by a load of responsibility which was clearly overwhelming him. "Hi, honey. How are you? You look tired," said Kathy, worried beyond the meaning those words could possibly convey. "Hey, babe," replied Brett wearily. Kathy watched him trudge past her after accepting a quick peck on the cheek, which was all the affection they exchanged these days. She wondered if she should try to suggest him to quit his job. Last time it led to a heated discussion, during which Brett pointed out that if Kathy wanted to maintain her current lifestyle, then he couldn't possibly quit or refuse to take an extra work. Furthermore, this was exactly what he had forecast would happen if he got the kind of high-profile, fat salary employment that she always nagged him to get. In short, he made it perfectly clear that Kathy had received what she wanted, and she had no right to complain if he was too tired to enjoy it with her. So she kept quiet and watched her husband suffer and their marriage disintegrate. One day Brett came home early, astonished, Kathy said. "Hi, honey, it's only 6:30. What's wrong?" "Nothing wrong. Can't a man come early home from work to spend time with his beautiful wife?" Weird and suspicious behavior. Kathy was too shocked to be pleased and was unable to answer his question. Brett plunked down on the sofa next to the Kathy, who stared at him, trying to read his face. He looked like the Brett she married 3 years before, with blue eyes shining from his baby face. There was animation in his voice as he stretched luxuriously, then he reached across to gently push some of Kathy's thick blonde hair. He sighed as he announced, "I'm going to quit." Over dinner, they talked, and Kathy drilled him with questions. Brett answered confidently that he would work for himself and he would work from home. As he spoke, he exuded all the boyish charm that Kathy so loved, and she believed in him. That night, they made love, and as Kathy happily drifted off to sleep, she decided that this dramatic turnaround could only be a dream, and in the morning, things must return to normal, but it didn't. Although Brett worked from home, he continued to work for long hours and insisted that Kathy not to disturb him. He emphasized that he needed to really put the time and effort necessary to ensure that his solo venture was a success. He assured her it was only temporary, just until the new business was up and running. Kathy accepted this, although she had her doubts about it all. Brett seemed even more consumed by his new venture than he was by his old job. A month passed, and Brett was still spending almost every day waking hour in a computer. Kathy could no longer suppress her suspicions. She desperately wanted to trust him, but she simply couldn't handle the fact that huge chunks of her husband's life were a mystery to her. What was he doing? Wanting to respect Brett's wishes that she not bother him or interfere to ask questions, Kathy pretended that everything was eventually going to be all right, but she was desperately unhappy. This was killing them. This was killing their marriage. Sneaking up to Brett's office, she carefully passed her ear against the closed door. At the first, she heard nothing except the tip, tapping of case, but after a pause, Brett laughed quickly. More tapping was followed by another pause, then more tapping, and then more tapping and laughing. It was obviously not working, because as little as she knew about finance, she did know that it was a fairly humorless occupation. There was no need for him to laugh. Cathy remained mind silence and hope Brett to talk about it with her. Realizing that there was no chance for Brett to talk, she quit too. A computer sneaked into their house, ended their marriage, its leads suspicious behaviors, and they feel they are having tricks between them. And a happy marriage ended because of a computer.